Welcome, everybody, to the Mike and Jack radio show. How are you doing this morning, Jack?
Good.
You're doing good. You sleep well last night?
Yep.
So the first question Jack had for me was whether or not I had any Jimmy Buffett on my computer. Is that right, Jack?
Yep.
And what do you think my answer was?
Yes.
Yes. So here's a little Margaritaville for you all. Wake up, everybody. Good morning, Stamford.
Watching the sun bake, all of those tourists covered with oil, strumming my six string on my front porch swing, smell of shrimp there beginning to boil.
Bubble, 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 bubble.
Wasting away again in Margaritaville, searching for my lost sugar salt.
Was that the song you were expecting to hear, Jack?
Yep.
Now, Jack, have you ever seen Jimmy Buffett in concert?
Yes, I have in Madison Square Garden. Yes, in Madison Square Garden.
That's right. We have to talk into these microphones, Jack. Madison Square Garden. You know, I think I was at that show.
You were?
I was. I was at that show. He played a Bruce Springsteen song during that show. Do you know what song he played?
No, I didn't.
At the end of the show, he put on a little sailor's hat, which I believe was questionable in my mind, and he played a song called Glory Days.
Oh.
It was a big hit for Bruce Springsteen in the I'd say the mid to late 80s.
Yep.
Yep. So, Jack, I think we need to take a caller.
Yep. Should we call, Michael?
Well, we have to have the illusion here that someone has called into our radio station. So just work with me here, Jack.
Okay.
We're gonna take Don Carlin or Arlene Carlin on line one. So let's
Uncle
do this.
Uncle Michael's parents.
Uncle Michael's parents. That's right. Or my parents, really, because I don't have an Uncle Michael. Let's do this. Why don't we pause Jimmy Buffett?
Okay.
Well, you know what? It might be fun to keep him in the background.
Yeah.
Because that might really confuse Grandma and Grandpa, which is always it's always one of my favorite pastimes, Jack, is to confuse Grandma and Grandpa, right? All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to get them on the line here, okay?
All right.
I wonder if they're sleeping, Jack.
Yeah, I wonder.
When I was in college, they used to wake me up really early in the morning on the weekends.
Hello, we are not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the beep.
Or let's try a call.
We'll return your call.
Hello, this is Joe calling from Connecticut Electric, and we're looking to speak to the person that handles the electric bill. Please call us back. We can save you lots of money. Everybody loves money. All right, Jack, it seems as if Grandma and Grandpa are not home.
Yep.
So what are we going to do? Who should we call next?
Maybe Uncle Gregory?
Uncle Gregory, you want to call Uncle Gregory?
Yeah.
What are we going to
think we should do?
What do you think we should say, Uncle Gregory?
I don't know. You think of something.
You want me to think of something?
Yeah, you should.
All right, I will. Well, let's give it a shot.
Okay.
Why not? What do we got to lose?
I know.
Right. Hopefully, he's in a good mood. You know, sometimes you get Uncle Gregory, he can be a little cranky. You know.
Yeah.
So let's see if he's home.
Or unless he's working.
Let's see, what's his number? His number is, this is the Uncle Gregory theme song, Growing Older But Not Up.
Thank you.
This could be very interesting, folks.
Hi, this is Greg. Please leave your name, number, and a brief message. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hello, Uncle Gregory, it's Jack and Uncle Michael. We're just calling you. And we just wanted to wish you a very good morning. So call us back when you get a chance.
Yes, Gregory. This is the Mike and Jack radio show calling you live from Stamford, Connecticut. And now we're going to play you a little Jimmy Buffett. Take it away, Jimmy!
Sometimes I see me as an old man. Now what do we do?
Well, Jack, we've called Uncle Greg. We've called Grandma and Grandpa.
Yeah.
We could always try Grandma on her cell phone.
I think they might be at golf.
Well, I don't see any reason why we shouldn't interrupt that.
I don't know.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
This is Jimmy Buffett with a very important announcement. We know your 80th birthday is coming up, so we hope to celebrate with you. Okay, Bob.
Love you, Grandma.
Oh, not Jack, you gave it away. I was pretending to be Jimmy Buffett.
This is Jimmy's wife. We just wanted to call you. My husband's got a new tour coming up in Main Square Garden. So give us a call when you get a chance. See you later, y'all.
Hey, Jack, that was a oh, yeah. Bye, Mom. That was a pretty good imitation of Jimmy Buffett's wife, Jack. I didn't know you could do that.
I never shows his wife on a show, so I don't know.
Your level of talent is it's wonderful. Now, why don't we try and call your mom?
Ooh, she could love.
Do you think we could?
Yeah, she could be awake by now. She could. Oh, she's what? No, well, yeah, let's call
it. Okay, let's give it a shot. Now, what's your mother's favorite Jimmy Buffett song, you think? I think she likes Schoolboy Heart.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think she did. Yeah.
All right, so let's try that. Let's give Auntie Mia a call. So her number is... Oops.
You've reached 219-0374. Please leave your name and number, and I'll return your call. Thanks.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Good morning, Mrs. Volpe. This is Captain Mike and my little navigator Jack here. We're calling for the Mike and Jack radio show, and we're just wondering, do you have a schoolboy heart? Call us back. Bye.
Love you.
Jack, it seems as if we're not having too much luck this morning. Let's see. Who else is out there that we could... Oh, I have an idea.
Who? My dad?
No, that's a great idea.
What is it?
Hold on a second, Jack. Hi, this is the Mike and Jack radio show. Who are we speaking with?
Patrick Harlan.
The Patrick Harlan?
Yes.
We're having a sale on fried chicken. Are you interested?
Yes.
Do you by any chance like fried chicken?
Sorry, repeat that.
Do you by any chance like fried chicken?
I love fried chicken.
Well, I'll tell you what, we've got a little Colonel Sanders outfit waiting for you. You want to pick it up and dress up like Colonel Sanders all day, young man?
Sure.
Now, listen, we have a dare for you. We'd like you to dress up like Colonel Sanders, but walk around the Greek festival in that costume. Can you do it? You think you can do it, buddy?
Yeah, but I'm already famous, so...
What are you famous for?
Acting.
Acting? What have I seen you in, son?
What?
What might I have seen you in?
The SpongeBob movie? Duh.
Did you play Plankton?
No.
Did you play that lobster guy that always lifts weights?
No.
What did you play? That squirrel with the astronaut?
Patrick Star.
Do the voice for me, please.
I'll go pick up my fried chicken. Where are you located?
Oh, yes. We're located in... if you're upstairs, you just walk down the stairs and you find our location.
Okay, I'll see you there.
We're in the basement of your house, boy.
Bye.
All right, have a good day now. Congratulations on your prize.
Thank you.
Okay, I love fried chicken. Keep on plucking those chickens. All right, Jack, do you think he's going to come downstairs?
He knows where your office is, I'm sure.
You think so?
Yep.
So he gets lost very easily, though, Jack.
Ah, that's good.
Yeah. Oh. There's an unexpected guest coming downstairs now.
Uh-oh. We're doomed.
We're doomed.
We'll be right
back. Oh, wow. Have you come to claim your prize of fried chicken, son?
Yes.
Oh, look who's here. Everybody, it's Patrick. Why don't you leave that door open so your cousin Connor doesn't feel left out there, Patrick?
Yeah.
Oh, look. Hey, look. It's Connor wearing an Angels shirt. I thought you were a Red Sox fan.
Stuff happens.
Stuff happens. How'd you get a California Angels shirt?
My dad went to California.
Of course he did.
California. It's a likely story. It's a likely story. I think we need a little background music here, so why don't we turn on a little Banana Wind here, Jack?
Okay.
All right, now we've called Grandma twice, right?
Yep.
We've called Aunt Mia. Oh, you know what? We can call your... No, it's probably too early to call your house number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know who we... Well, it's probably too early to call Uncle Jimmy, too. You never know what you're going to get.
Call me. Alexander.
No, I'm not calling Alexander.
You can call my friend Davey.
No, I don't want to call people I don't know. That could be creepy.
You can Alexander. Call my phone.
I know Alexander, but I'm not going to call Alexander right
now.
His phone. No, I'm not going to call Alexander's phone.
No, his phone.
Connor's phone.
Oh, Connor. I'm going to need your phone number.
Can you give it to
him? No, don't say it over the air. Write it down, please. Write it down. We don't want all of our fans just spamming you.
So we don't want them...
I love
new friends on Facebook.
What about me? I mean, for my fried chicken.
Okay, well, you know what? I have a great idea, Patrick. Why don't you go brush your teeth?
Ooh.
You like that music in the background there, Jack?
Yep.
Okay, I have an iPad of notes with mass proportions.
The Michael and Jack solo is sponsored by Splash Car Wash, Connecticut's only popular Connecticut's car wash. In the state of Connecticut.
Jack, what do you like about Splash Car Wash?
That you get to spray your car or somebody else's car as it's going through.
I like the texture of the sponges.
do the chickens have large talons?
I think so.
Okay. And here we go. We're going to get another caller on the line here. Let's see who we could find. This is the King Neptune calling. We are calling from Greek Fair. How are you today?
What was that?
This is the King Neptune calling. King Neptune. You know King Neptune?
I like fried chicken.
No, I don't want any more talk of fried chicken, please.
Okay.
Now, King Neptune apparently is Russian today. I sound like I should be dating a woman named Natasha.
I can't hear you. It was not clear.
Why you cannot hear me? I don't understand why you cannot hear me. You can't hear me? We can hear you, young man. Our caller tried to play joke on us, but you know what I'm saying? Hey, sidekick, how about we talk about Pravda? No? You, sidekick, over here in the red shirt. Yes. Say something, please.
Oh my gosh, there's a gun in the studio.
Oh no, let's not cry craziness here. Okay, we're going to hang up on caller because caller can't hear us.
Go. Hang it up.
Okay, all right, okay. I'm going to lose the Russian voice. It wasn't working out for me. Although that was kind of fun, though, playing a little Russian voice.
What should our sponsor of the day be?
Well, if we picked up another sponsor, do you think Splash Car Wash would be upset?
Yeah, I think they would.
Well, I think, you know, Jack, we should probably go into the interview portion of our program this morning.
Yep.
Why don't I interview you? How's that sound?
Okay.
So what's it like being a kid in middle school these days?
Well, Uncle Mike, it's going all the way to my future, to being in college, and we are one of the best school districts in the state of Connecticut, and I love being there.
What do you like most about the school you're in, Jack?
That if I'm sick or something, my mom or dad can get there much quicker.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. What else? What do you like to study when you're at school? Do you have a favorite subject that you like to study?
Social studies.
Ooh, social studies.
Yep.
What are you learning in social studies right now?
We're learning about Africa.
Africa?
Yep.
Are you learning about South Africa?
Nope, just regular Africa.
Regular, you know, Africa's a very big...
Yes, it
big
is.
Big continent. A lot of Africans in Africa.
Elephants.
Elephants, too?
Yep.
People go on safaris in Africa.
They do.
Do you think you'd like to go on safari one day?
Maybe.
Yeah? I think Mr. Marister could probably fly to Africa on JetBlue, don't you think?
Well, he might have to ask one of his international partners that fly to Africa.
JetBlue's not going to Africa. They go to the Caribbean, though.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, well, why don't we ditch Africa and just go to, like, St. Bart's or something?
All right.
Is that a good idea?
Yep.
Yeah. So, Jack, now when you leave middle school, when do you leave middle school? Next year?
Yep. After eighth grade.
At the eighth grade. So you're going into eighth grade now? You're gonna next year you'll be in eighth grade.
Yep. I'm just finishing seventh grade.
You're finishing seventh. And then when you go into high school, are you a little nervous about that?
Little.
Yeah? I mean it's kind of intimidating. Bigger kids.
Yep. And a lot of more things that the other schools don't have.
A lot of more things.
Yep.
Yeah, that's good grammar. That sounds like it's how my grandmother used to talk.
So
you're channeling your great grandmother right now.
So now let's go over to Uncle Michael and see what he's doing these days.
Yes, what am I doing these days? I'm working very hard. I've got a new customer that I'm going to be with next week. Kind of nervous about it, to tell you the truth, because they don't speak English so well. They speak Korean.
Uh-oh, maybe Andrew can translate for you.
You know, that's a possibility. That is his heritage.
Yeah.
Hey, Jack, do you know Anyong?
From where?
Anyong.
Oh, yeah, from Arrested Development, yeah.
That's right. You know what's so funny about that is everyone thinks that's his name.
Yeah, but it really means hello in Korean.
That's right. Annyeong. Hello. Hey, Korean brother. That's my favorite. He could be my favorite. Who's your favorite character in Arrested Development?
I would have to say Michael because he's a businessman and he's like his dad. He's serious about the business.
You're strictly business, aren't you, Jack?
Yep.
I kind of like Job. Because he's always doing those magic tricks that don't work.
Yep. One time on the episode, he sunk the family yacht, and they thought that George Sr.'s assistant, Kitty, was on the boat, but they found her somewhere.
You know what I'm realizing, boys, is that there are three grown men in this little small space right now, and I don't think any one of us are wearing deodorant.
Hmm.
Yeah. I can tell.
Yep.
There's no ventilation in here either for all you listeners out there.
Or we can open the window.
We could open the window, but I don't want to.
Yeah.
I want to wallow in filth and stink. All right, should we try, let's see here. It's almost 9. Wonder if we try one last caller.
The Jack and Michael Show is sponsored by News Troll Connecticut, as local news gets for over 30 years. Connecticut's favorite news station.
Live, local, and late breaking.
This is the Jack and Michael Show, coming to you live from
the basement of 77RRR Studios in Stamford, Connecticut, adjacent to the beautiful Botanical Gardens.
Yep. All right. Let's call our next caller, Uncle Mike.
Let's see. Who should we call, though? We need a...
My dad won't mind picking up a phone.
No?
No. I don't think... Well, he won't mind getting... No.
Well, for this reason, I'm not sure.
So perhaps we should... Maybe they had a late night, you know? We don't want to wake them up too early, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Let's see.
Maybe Uncle Gregory's at his store. We could try to call him there.
At the store?
Yeah, try.
I don't want to bother him at work, though. It's a shame that Grandma and Grandpa didn't pick up.
Yeah. Let's call Aunt Nicole. How about we call Aunt Nicole's cell?
We could try that. Okay, let's do it. We have to be quiet, though.
Has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 203561758 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hello, this is Mike from Ultimum. Just a refer for your cable bill, so give us a call at 203-749-9920. We'll be open all day today until 5, so give us a call. Thank you, and have a great day.
Wow, Jack, that was pretty good. Is that a real phone number?
No, I don't know. No, it is not a real phone number.
All right. I think we're coming to the end of our radio program here this morning, Jack.
Yeah.
So I'd like to get you a recording of this.
Like on the rest of development, remember how the family thought that Michael's dad died, but he actually escaped the hell of the window where the stair truck was?
That's right. He did.
Alrighty, and...
Well, I think this is the Mike and Jack radio show, and we're going to sign off here.
With some Jimmy Buffett.
Let's have Bob Roberts take us out.
All right.
Playing every Sunday at the Orange Grove Stand.
They don't play grunge and they don't play it loud. It's the magic of the music that still draws a crowd, hey. I can see David Lee Roth singing this song.
Yeah.
Yeah? Are you a David Lee Roth guy or a Sammy Hagar guy, Jack?
Jimmy Buffett guy.
Oh, my God. None of the above, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it here first. It's all the magic.
We'll see you next time on the Jack and Michael Show.
All right, everybody. Have a good one.
Have a great Saturday.